I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. We're about 24 hours away from the opening ceremony for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio. The athletes are already there, and some of them have even started their competitions. And the host city of Rio de Janeiro is scrambling to get every last thing ready. In a moment, we'll be talking about some of the non-sports concerns that surround these Olympics, like the fear of Zika. First, though, I want to check in with our man in Rio, The World's Will Carlos. He says the mood in the city is festive. You could say even holiday-like. And Will says that's in part because today actually is a special holiday there.
This is largely to deal with traffic and also to try and foster, you know, the Olympic spirit. There's a municipal holiday across Rio, as there is going to be throughout the Olympics. So the schools are closed, a lot of businesses are closed. Obviously, some things are still open. But the idea is to keep people off those streets so that the tourists, the athletes, everybody can get around.
Now, we're going to hear about one of the big issues in a moment, Zika, with Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health. But I want to talk about something more in popular culture. The New Yorker is out with a cartoon cover of sprinters swatting bugs away as they race. Give us a reality check. How bad are the mosquitoes right now?
Well, I actually think that that cover, my personal opinion is that that cover is completely misleading and indeed a bit silly, really. I mean, there are very few mosquitoes in Rio right now. They're still around, but I mean, compared to the summer, very, very few mosquitoes. I can't remember the last time I saw a mosquito. So, yeah, I thought that was a little kind of irresponsible, to be honest.
We're also hearing that there are still millions of tickets that have not been sold. Is there a plan to fill the empty seats?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing pictures on social media of literally empty soccer stadiums as the first soccer game comes out. I believe that they've started giving away a lot of those tickets to school children and other people in Rio. But, you know, it's kind of too little too late. I guess there are just some events. I mean, you know, Iraq versus Denmark male soccer obviously isn't a big draw in Rio. I think things will, plus a lot of people are still arriving. So I think I'm hoping that these stadiums fill up to get the kind of optics a bit better going forwards.
Now, Will, there's good news for you, of course, with the IOC announcing that surfing will be in the 2020 Olympics. I know you're a surfer. It's got to be good news for you, right?
Actually, it's kind of, I'm kind of split on it, to be honest. I noticed, for example, there's a lot more people surfing this morning. Now, that is because it's a holiday, but I think this is probably going to give a big boost to surfing, get a lot more people excited about it. You know, as surfers, that's not the best thing because we don't want too many people in the water. You know, I think a lot of sort of people who surf a lot would actually say, you know, let's get the sport to be as unpopular as possible so that we can get more waves. But that's a very selfish way of looking at it. I think for the industry, this is an interesting thing. I think for the games, this is going to be great as well. I was at the press conference all day yesterday. I interviewed the head of the International Surfing Association, Fernando Aguirre, who's actually an old friend of mine, and talked to him about this. And he's really excited. And there's a feeling that the Olympics has to do something to appeal to sort of the younger generation. And bringing in surfing, skateboarding, speed climbing, bringing back baseball, and bringing in karate, I think are all going to be moves to kind of bring more people in.
And finally, what can we expect from tomorrow's opening ceremonies? Will Giselle grace the stage?
Who knows? There's a lot of speculation. There's also speculation about whether Pelé is going to be there. I know he had been invited. Pelé, obviously the great soccer player from sort of the 50s. He is expected to be the guy who lights the Olympic flame, but there was some controversy about whether he's going to be allowed to do it by his sponsors. I can't see why a sponsor would not want him in that position. But yeah, there's going to be some surprises and we're all excited to watch it.
The World's Will Carlos in Rio. And by the way, you can follow Will all during the Olympics on Twitter. He's at Will Carlos. That's C-A-R-L-E-S-S.